We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hi friends, this is Sashir. Do you ever say to yourself, I love hearing Nicole and Sashir talk to each other each week, but I'm dying for more content? Well, you're in luck. I'm coming out with a new stand-up special where I'll be talking uninterrupted for an hour. This is the first special I've produced, and I'm so excited for you to see it. If you want to contribute, it'll be available on the 800 Pound Gorilla website and a pay what you can model starting August 15th, and then it'll be free on YouTube starting August 29th. Thanks again for supporting me, Nicole, and our show, but mostly me. Thank you so much.
Hi, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
What's going on?
What's going on with you? What is this energy? What is this? Very presentational right now.
Oh, I don't know. I just, what have I been doing? I just had therapy.
Nice.
I canceled a personal training session today because I am sore.
Yeah, from a different training session or something else?
Well, I did pull on Sunday, mm-hmm. and I got upside down and I did a little leg holdy thingy. And then I just woke up today and I was like, I'm tired. I simply couldn't lift a weight.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So yeah. That's the energy I'm bringing. I was just a little tired.
Yeah. I'm in Mexico and I went to the beach 2 days in a row. And my legs hurt. And boy, do my legs hurt. I don't even know what muscle it is. It's like the inner thigh, but like lower than the inner thigh and higher than the knee. But some muscle that I've never used before hurts really bad. And I can't tell if it's just from walking into the waves or like, because I'm also trying to boogie board, because that's, and it seems like an accessible water sport.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get like pounded by the waves and I've been trying to swim out farther, but then my little legs are kicking really hard and I'm not going anywhere.
What is that, like a toe or a current or something?
Probably. I have no idea. I'm new to water. I'm new to water.
Mm. If you swim, I find swimming backwards, I get more, because you can just like grab the water and push it forward and kick your little legs. That's how I get back to shore if I get too far out and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm not making any progress. Am I going to be lost at sea? I just turn around and then I'm right there at the shore and I go, oh, I wasn't lost at all.
Yeah. I'll try to turn around. It was hard. My friends were like, the waves are better over here. And I was like, I got it. And then I was like, the water doesn't want me to go farther. It wants me to stay right in this one spot. So I'll now go to the shore and walk it and then get it in the water.
I mean, that's a thing to do, to just swim back, walk over, and then swim out again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anything about boogie boarding.
It's there's a whole, it's a sport. I've seen kids do it, but I saw an adult do it and they stood on their boogie board. There's some that you can stand on, like a surfboard, and like do like flips and spins and stuff like that. And so I saw a YouTube video of like someone like spinning in a wave. And I was like, I'm gonna try that. And I think I turned like 180 degrees, but then like the wave came right into my face, like all up in my nose, smacked me down. And it was like, what are you doing? Why are you trying to go so all out? This is not X Games, this is the water.
Wait, is boogie boarding, I'm not saying it right. Is boogie boarding in the X Games?
I have no idea. Probably not, but maybe.
Or is it Olympics?
I have a feeling it isn't in the Olympics. I think it has a better chance of being in the X Games. And also, I think when you take it seriously, it's called bodyboarding.
Oh, they said, better get that boogie out of here. We bodyboarding.
Yeah, the kids
Wait,
are boogieing.
Why am I saying this weird? Bodyboarding.
Boarding.
Bodyboarding. There we go.
Bodyboarding.
Adding letters where they don't belong. That's what I love to do. Mm-hmm. Wait, are the X Games just like the cool Olympics?
I think so. I feel like that's how they were first marketed. Like all the extreme sports that like your parents don't want you to do. We got them all here.
Like skateboarding, right? Like skateboarding's in the X Games. Oh, motocross, snowboarding, surfing. Skateboarding, freestyle BMX. That's funny to me. Freestyle skiing, BMX, rallying.
What's rallying?
Border cross.
What?
Border cross.
I think it's with the big cars and you like drive through the rough dirt.
Ooh.
That's rallying?
And border cross maybe looks like skiing or snowboarding?
Snowboard. Snowboard cross?
Hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting. That's I mean, fine. It doesn't seem like there's enough events.
That's a good number.
I feel like the Olympics has so many events. It's like the 100-yard freestyle, the fucking breaststroke, the fucking other swimmins. Like, they have a bunch of different swimmins.
They do have a bunch of different swimmins and run-ins and jump-ins. I don't think the X Games is trying to be the Olympics, though. I think it's just its own thing.
Are you sure it's not your mama's Olympics?
I don't think I've ever heard them say, sure? This ain't your mama's Olympics.
Are you sure that's not what they're going for? This ain't your mama's Olympics. We're the X Games. Doo-doo-doo. We're cool.
I mean, they should. They should be advertising that way, but I don't know if they are.
Huh. Missed opportunity. Okay, yeah. So if you were in the X Games, what would your event be?
Out of those ones that we listed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Maybe the rallying, because I could be in a car, and I feel like I'm more protected. My body is more protected than it is on a bike or snowboarding or something.
Wow, that's not the X Games spirit.
You're right. I should be thinking extreme. Wow. I should want to hurt my body.
Yeah. Yes. Hurt yourself. These games kill. Yeah. That's. I would do freestyle BMX biking because I don't want to follow any rules. I'm a freestyle. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. Hop up here, slam down here, twist my little wheels and have a nice time.
I'd freestyle and just like go home. Ride my bike home.
My freestyle is, I gotta get out of here.
Like, damn, she doesn't care about the rules. She went home. That is badass.
Not your mama's X Games. She went home. In the Olympics, you have to compete, but not here. You can just leave.
There should be something that is like a competition that's all the rejected Olympic sports. Like, not even the X Games, but like, well, it's actually hard because there's a lot of Olympic sports that I would not have guessed are Olympic sports, but actually are, like curling or ping pong.
Ping pong's in the Olympics?
Isn't table tennis in the Olympics? I feel like, yes. I don't know what season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. I wonder if pickleball's in the Olympics, the fastest growing sport in America.
At this rate, it will be.
Wait, Jordan says, do you know there's a professional tag? It's not X Games, but there are pro teams. Wait, what?
Oh.
Yeah, like the game tech.
Oh, the game tech.
Yeah, there's a
yes.
It's so cool looking, and the course is like so crazy. It's almost like parkour meets tag. And so people are like jumping over railings, but you have to be in this like 20 by 20 foot space, and you like tag back and forth, and whoever doesn't get tagged wins. So, and people get paid for this.
Yeah, I think I was in a bar that was playing it, and I saw that game, I don't know. And it's really nice because they hug at the end. Like, it looks like they're like ferociously chasing each other, like bounding over things, like jumping like animals. And then they tag each other and then they give each other a big hug. And then they part. And I'm like, well, that's nice.
That is nice to be hunted and then hugged.
Hunted and then hugged.
Oh my God. They really are just going for it.
We got to find a video. You need to see how, like, these are athletes. This is like, they're using their whole body.
So sure, you're correct. At the end, they are very sweet and kind to each other.
It's really nice. It's really nice to see.
How wild.
It's the tag community for you.
I've played tag maybe twice. I'm just not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to get away from people when you don't want to run.
Yes, this is true.
I wonder if Red Rover is some sort of Olympic sport.
Ooh.
Red Rover, send a friend right over.
Okay, Judith pulled up a video.
But when that person's like so close to you, can't you turn around and tag them?
I think there's only one tagger at a time. I think it's like one person's it.
Oh, okay.
And then they have like,
wow. All new challengers in a knockout winner take all battle. Oh my God. We're
coming at you live from Akron, Ohio, the hometown of
Akron, Ohio.
Wow.
Knowing me, I would run into one of the bars.
Yeah, they're running at full speed.
Same.
And there's like metal bars all over the place. I'm sure they're padded or something, but that is extreme.
It seems very extreme. I also like in the promo, they're like, we're in Akron, Ohio, home to LeBron James. And it's like, oh. But I came for the tag. I don't care for the famous
Why
people
are you
who
listing
are
these basketball players?
Yeah.
We're watching tag.
We're watching tag, not the NBA, not the National Basketball Association.
That's different.
It's very, very different.
For the Tag Arts Administration.
Ooh, but Nicole, I do have something to share with you about Red Rover. Apparently, there's a rugby meets Red Rover in the country India.
Ooh.
Oh. Huh. And there's a lot of spectators.
Yeah, this is a full stadium.
Wow. Red Rover's so hard. I remember being like, I'll be good at this. And then it was like, oh, wait, these children's hands are strong.
Children have a good grip.
They really do. You know, when a baby like fucking wraps its finger or like wraps its hand around your finger and you're like, well, that's enough of that. And then they just don't let go.
Yeah. They're holding on for a dear life.
Or baby tries to take your food. You have to say goodbye to that food.
Yeah. Cause they squished it to high hell.
They really do. Oh boy. Babies. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. I wonder what a duck, like an extreme duck, duck, goose game would look like.
There'd be like a fire in the middle and spikes on the outside of the circle.
Everyone has a helmet on and they have a spike on their helmet.
And then the spikes, they retract and come up and down. I mean, I'm into it. I would play Extreme Duck Duck Goose.
Did we talk about the show The Floor is Lava? Did you watch that show? Do you remember the show?
I did not watch it, but I do remember it. It was a Netflix
show? It was a Netflix show. Yeah. Floor is Lava.
And people just had to jump around and not fall on the floor?
Yes. But the floor actually was like water or something. Or like something that they could fall into. And then they have to like jump on like desks and like cabinets and things like that. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And just like Tetris. No, that's not a Tetris cube. What's that called?
A Rubik's cube.
Oh, yeah. This is fun.
It was fun. And every room like has a theme. It's kind of, it reminded me of like, what was it? The Hidden Temples show.
Yeah. The one with the faces reminds me of the Hidden
Temples.
Legend
of the Hidden Temples.
Yeah.
What's it called?
That's like my childhood. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, I thought you said legions. And I was like, I don't know what a legion is. I was like, that's some sort of animal.
I also thought you said agenda. And I was like, I don't think that's right, but I'm going to go with it. I don't want to, because I don't know the real.
Agenda of the Hidden Temples.
This Hidden Temple has an agenda.
And you have to hop to and fro to figure out what its agenda is.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Y'all.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Should we play a game?
Let's play a game.
/quiz.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you had a game that you wanted to play. And I was like, okay, teach me the rules and I'll play.
I wish I did.
You don't know any games?
I feel like I've tried to explain games on the show and then I do it wrong and I get embarrassed and it isn't paying out good for me.
I get it. I was at a brunch yesterday and there was a couple playing Uno and I was like, oh my God, should I join them? But then I was like, oh, maybe they're not a couple. And he's like trying to like get at her and I would just be cock blocking. But I can't stop thinking about it. I really want to go play Uno with those people. I haven't played Uno in so long. I need to play Uno.
I also haven't played Uno in so long.
Uno's fun.
Uno's fun. Do you have a deck?
Of course I have a deck.
Oh, okay.
Of course. I just haven't had the opportunity to pull it out and say, we're playing Uno. Oh, okay. These quizzes. What kind of clown are you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I better get Cirque du Soleil clown.
Ooh. I did tell you that if you were to be in the Cirque du Soleil, that you could most likely be a clown.
Yeah, but if BuzzFeed tells me that, it's not insulting.
Oh. But I wasn't trying to insult you.
Sure, Jan. Okay. What kind of clown are you?
Pick your dream house.
Okay, this is like a little red house in the middle of nowhere. I think it's probably like a studio house with maybe just like a bathroom and a kitchen and a room.
This is a, what do you call this house? Country?
Mm-hmm.
Like a country style house. It's got a big wraparound porch. It's blue, shingles, white, like fence posts and whatnot.
Okay, this one's spooky. This one's a black and white house. In the middle of like an eerie, foggy forest. And I also think it's a studio house. Do we call one room houses studio houses or just studio apartments?
That's a really good question. Maybe a one bedroom house is a bungalow. But also, I don't really know what qualifies as a bungalow, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
And this, we have this a studio tough. Houseboat. Or maybe there's more rooms. I don't know. But it's a boat.
I feel and like I'm there's assuming more rooms.
It's a good sized boat.
It's a yacht, I think.
Okay. So if you want to live on a yacht, there's an option.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
I don't love any of these options, to be honest.
Me either. I guess I'm gonna live on the yacht.
Mm-hmm. I will live in the country house with the porch.
I think that's a good option. The other two was like spooky, and then the other one was like in the middle of nowhere and small.
Really small.
Too small. Not good.
Mm-mm. What will you eat for breakfast?
Bananas.
My feelings. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's not nourishing. Crepes.
Cereal.
I'm certainly not having a banana or multiple bananas. I'm not eating my feelings because I need to get them out, not in. And I'm having cereal, like a basic fucking loser. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to do crepes.
That's good. I like cereal. I've been eating a lot of cereal lately, but not even at breakfast time, just like as a snack.
Cereal as a snack?
Yeah, cereal and milk. It's a nice little like corner filler when I have like a little corner that's empty.
What kind of cereal?
I prefer Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay. Honey Nut Cheerios, I think, are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think Frosted Flakes, they lose their frosticity too quickly in the milk.
Sure. Uh-huh.
I like bad cereal. I love Cracklin' Oats.
I don't even think I know what that is.
Nobody does. It's like grandma cereal. Judith, do you mind looking up Cracklin' Oats? And maybe it's Cracklin' Oat Bran. It's in a blue box, and I get so excited when I see it.
Cracklin'?
Yes, Cracklin' Oat Bran. They're oats. Oh, my gosh.
This looks like what you eat when you, like, need to poop.
Yes, and I love them. I'm like obsessed with them. I'm so delighted to just see them on a screen.
Like, what do you like about it? The crunch?
Taste, the texture, the crunch, that you can put your little tongue through the hole if you're having fun. I just love Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Yeah. I have never seen it.
Ugh.
And it looks like I'd break my tooth on it. But,
well, you put the milk on and they soak up the milk a little and then they're a little softer, but they are still pretty crunchy, but they're so good. I really implore everybody listening to buy them. Mm-hmm. Judith, I think you should eat them. Jordan, I think you should get them too. They're so good. They have cinnamon.
Ooh. Have you just been eating the plain one? God.
I've been eating the plain ones, but that's enough for me. That's enough flavor. It is a flavor explosion in your mouth. Honestly, wow. They are such a treat, and I can't believe more people don't eat them.
Huh. I mean, yeah, they do look like a healthy option.
I don't think they're healthy. That's the thing. I think it's really misleading.
Oh, no.
I don't think they're healthy whatsoever. I think they're full of sugar and carbs.
Oh, they look like, I don't know, bran?
A half a cup is 300 calories, and then you got to add your milk. And then half a cup, that's not a full cereal.
No.
Half a cup is nothing.
Yeah.
You need at least a cup to be fucking around with something.
I'm trying to fuck around with a cup.
A cup is 600 calories. I don't know if that's healthy for a meal. I don't know what meals are. I don't know. But there's no sodium.
Hey, there we go.
And there's protein.
Wow.
And there is a little fiber. I don't know what I'm talking. I don't know anything about. I just know about calories, I guess. But I don't even know about that. I don't know. Someone's going to write in and be like, they are actually healthy, Nicole. And I'll be like, great. Okay. Where will you go on vacation? I'm going to go to the Kellogg factory and watch them make Cracklin' Oat Bran. Okay. But that's not an option here. Bermuda.
France.
California.
New Jersey.
Who's going to New Jersey for vacation?
They have like a boardwalk beach situation.
Yeah, the shore is great, but I can't imagine getting on a plane to go there and being like, that's the destination.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's just because I'm from there.
Yeah, it's just because you're from there. I would go, I think, Bermuda.
Ooh. I want to say Bermuda too, but I really want to go to Aruba because they have a beach where you can sit with fucking flamingos and feed them. So I'm going to say France.
And for those reasons, I'm going to say France.
Yes.
Pick a pet.
Huh. A wild looking monkey who seems haunted.
A robot dog.
I feel like that's good for you because you don't really like animals up in your business.
You're so right. Yeah.
I think this is a crow.
Hopefully a crow or a raven.
It looks like a pigeon pretending to be a crow, actually. It looks like it's in like a crow costume.
It does. Like its head, his real head sticking out. And it's gray.
Yeah, because his head is like gray.
I think it might be a vulture, actually.
Oh. How do they expect us to know what a vulture looks like? I only know it as a big bird in the sky. I don't know what it looks like up close.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
And the last one is a stinky little pig.
You better give me that little oinker. I love pigs.
Yeah.
I also do love birds. I want to hold a bird so bad. It's on my to-do list.
I sent you a bird earlier on Instagram, and someone made a comment in the comment section. I screenshot it to tell you at a later date about bird ownership. And it was like, important things to know before wanting a bird. Please adopt. Bird rescues are overwhelmed with birds in need of homes. Birds can live 20 to 80 plus years. Depending on the breed. Exotic vet care is necessary and can be expensive. Consider getting pet avian insurance. Birds require constant attention and interaction. Leaving them alone for long periods is not sustainable. Keeping birds confined to cages without proper enrichment is like sentencing them to a dungeon. Birds are loud and they all scream. They are not suitable for dorms or environments with noise restrictions. Birds can suffer neglect and are at risk from dogs and cats. Exotic vet bills can be costly. Avoid using candles, plug-ins, and harsh chemicals around birds. Use bird-safe cookware. Bird-safe cookware?
birds?
Why?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Do I have to cook for the bird? I can't shake something out of a bag?
I don't. Or maybe, is that what they're eating out of? I actually don't know what that means. Birds are sensitive to smoke and become sick or even die from exposure to smoke. Oh, birds have cookware. No. Nonstick cookware such as Teflon can be fatal to birds. Oh. So I guess
Whoa.
If a bird, like,
pecks Wait, should on, we be eating off Teflon if it could kill a bird?
I don't think we should. I feel like I've seen many things that are like, Teflon's not good.
Here's something I learned about nonstick cookware. You know how you cook in like a one of those silver the pans without the Teflon, and you like cook in it, and you're like, oh shit, all my stuff stuck to it. Uh-huh. Do you want to know why?
Why is that?
You have to preheat the pan.
Huh?
You can't just be putting shit on it cold. You have to get it hot, and that's how the pan works. No one fucking told me this. Instagram fucking told me this year. And then I said, that can't be. And then I did it. Nothing was fucking stuck to the pan.
Damn.
Not one goddamn thing. And I said, who did this? Who? Who was supposed to teach me and didn't?
Or why isn't that just like in the instructions on the pan? Or like, I've never heard that before.
Well,
that's so helpful.
The things this year. Have you ever read a pan box or the pamphlet in there?
No, I took it right out, put it right on the stove, and immediately started cooking something and got it stuck on there.
I've never read the instructions to a pan because I'm like, I'm not a fucking idiot. Turns out that was a lie. I am a fucking, I didn't know.
Wow.
It's frustrating. The older I get, the more things I learn that like, I'm like, I should have just known this.
I know. But also, people don't tell us. People don't share the information. They're being gatekeepers.
They sure don't. Everyone's a fucking gatekeeper. But you know who's not? My little pig.
Oh, yes. You wanted a pig. I will take that robot dog because it's true. I would really rather not have a living animal. I don't want to clean up any hair. I don't want to clean up any poop. I don't want any, like, liquids or things coming out of orifices. I don't want to take it to the vet. If anything, I just need to change its batteries or charge it. And that's great.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I took Sir Clyde out for a fucking walk today, took a shit right in the middle of the road in front of some construction workers, and I went to go pull out a bag. Your friend didn't have no bags. Oh. So I had to walk all the way back home and all the way back to where we were because I was like, I simply can't leave it there. Some people leave dog shit, but I was like, it's in the middle of the road. It's going to get on someone's tire. Someone might step in it. I would just think about those construction workers being like,
judging
that
him.
Dumb fucking pigtailed idiot left shit in the road. So I had to go back and get it. I was so annoyed.
I'm proud of you for doing that. There's so many people who would not, who just like leave their dog shit anywhere and be like, oh, well, it's fine.
Ugh. I can't. I think it's so gross to just like leave excrement, anyone's excrement anywhere. Mm-hmm. We all have to be picking up our shit or finding toilets.
That's right. Either teach your dog to use a toilet or pick up its shit.
God, if I could teach Clyde how to use a toilet, all of my problems would go away. I would find someone to love me. All of my dreams would come true. People would rally and check up on me and love me harder, and life would just be great.
If I could
teach this little idiot how to shit in a toilet.
Some of those things seemed unrelated.
No. I'd be able to flop anything I could do. Anything I want to do on the pole, I could do. I would get new cars. Everything would be coming up fucking Nicole if I could just teach this little idiot how to shit in a toilet. He doesn't care. He's not even paying attention to me.
He's like, I'm storing up a big one for later.
Oh, honestly, sometimes his shits are so big. I look at him and I go, are you okay? Like, he's so tiny. He's 13 peons.
He does eat a lot, though.
He does. He loves food. So what do you do when you're not clowning around? Ooh, sorry.
That's okay. Oh, reading.
Gaming.
I'm always clowning.
Exercising. These are the wildest things to like, what?
I'm hardly ever reading, hardly ever exercising, never gaming. But I also don't think I'd be clowning around all the time.
Clowning around all the time seems exhausting.
Yes.
Reading is hard. It's a skill that I don't have very much anymore, except late at night if I like need to read something.
Mm-hmm.
And exercising, you know, okay, I'm going to turn exercising into pole dancing.
Oh.
And I'm going to say exercising.
I'm going to say, gosh, I guess I'll say exercising too, because I guess of those options, I do that more than anything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I tell you about the pole class I took in Denver?
No.
It was so fun. I was like, wow, so she would have had a really good time had she just come to Denver like I asked her to.
Stop so asking rude. Me to just go to places you're doing stand-up to hang out.
So rude. I was like, I can't believe my friend doesn't want to support me.
Of course I'm supporting you, but I'm not going to just fly to dinner just to like hang out in your hotel room.
Couldn't believe it. It was a themed hotel. Thank you.
Oh.
We were on the laughter floor. Thank you.
Wait, what was the theme?
It was a loosely themed hotel. So it had like Rodney Dangerfield quotes and then like a big picture of those glasses with the nose and the mustache. And then I went to another floor and I can't remember what the theme was, but I was like, oh, they say theme and they mean it loosely. There's just a couple pictures on the wall.
Oh, boy. Oddly. That's funny. But how was the pole class?
Oh, it was so fun. And I really thought you would have enjoyed it. It was, I had a nice time. We learned like two little moves. Christy nailed one. No, she nailed two. She got both of them. And then we got to do like a little free dance at the end. It was fun.
That sounds very fun.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite of these movies?
The Little Mermaid. And hold on. I have not seen the new Little Mermaid, but I was shown the scuttlebutt rap.
Yes.
And it is scary. That crab is scary. They do slow zooms on a rapping crab who's moving his claws back and forth. And I was like, I don't think I could watch the rest of this movie. It's these animals are scary.
It is always strange when they take an animated film and make it into like a CGI realistic version of itself. Because, yeah, then they look like real animals, but then they're supposed to be talking and moving. And it feels very unnatural. I will say the Scuttlebutt song is so fun. I loved it.
It is fun, but the slow zooms took me out of it. That was scary. The slow zooms on this crab with these itty bitty little eyes. Oh, haunting.
That's very funny. Dracula is another movie.
Star Wars.
Or none. No movies.
That's insane. The Little Mermaid, Dracula, Star Wars, or you don't get a movie?
Those are the only options.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, definitely not Star Wars. I don't think I've seen Dracula, but I do love the original Little Mermaid so much. So I'm going to say The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I'm also going to say The Little Mermaid. That's my favorite movie. I also love the new version of it. I have not seen Dracula, I don't think.
I don't think so either. I guess I should go see the new Little Mermaid. I don't know what I'm waiting on. I do want to see that Barbie movie. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I love all the promo around it.
Oh, my God. We went and saw Spider-Man, which was so good. Yes. I gasped at the end. I was stunned. But we walked in and I was like, I love all the Barbie promo. And then there was a big Barbie box and I stepped right in and started screaming. Oh, I had a nice time.
Okay, I love it.
A building is burning to the ground. Oh my God, what do?
Run inside and save people.
Watch from a distance.
Try to distract the fireman.
Oh my God, pop popcorn.
Pour a comically small amount of water on the fire.
Absolutely nothing.
Live stream.
Run around in circles.
Oh, you know what? I forgot what this quiz was about, and it's about clowns. So now all these options make sense. But I was like, what a heinous person to like try to distract the fireman or pour a comically small amount of water on the fire. But that's what a clown would do.
That is what a clown would do. Oh my God.
Gosh. I would say watch from a distance because it's the only one not actively ruining what's happening. It's not making things worse.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not running inside to save people because that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Pop popcorn seems insane. Have I rolled out a microwave? Try to distract the fireman. Absolutely nothing. Pour a comically small amount. Oh my God. I guess run around in circles. That seems pretty Nicole. Like, I don't know what's happening. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is Nicole's.
I can't believe it. I'm a mime. This is barely a clown. The same way you are barely tolerable. You always have to be different, don't you?
Oh, whoa, BuzzFeed. They are, that was really aggressive. You always have to be different, don't you? Oh my God.
And this is Sashir's.
You're a fish clown. Or isn't it a clown fish? Sure, whatever. You live in an anemone and have a symbiotic relationship. Okay. Kids love you and so does the pet industry. Okay.
Wow. Cool. So you're loved by everybody and I'm a mime.
You're a mime that's barely a clown, and you barely just always have to be different.
Wow. You're a fish clown. No one has ever said fish clown.
It's
BuzzFeed.
A clown fish. Yeah, it's so weird.
Oh my God, BuzzFeed hates me. That was so mean.
That was really aggressive for no reason.
For no reason. I can't believe it.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Oh my God, should we try to help people? I don't know if I'm in the mime space.
Buzz the mime space?
Oh, you made it worse.
Okay, we have an email.
Yes, this is an update from, I believe the last episode, we talked to someone who is grieving a breakup and the good things that were happening in their best friend's lives. And they wrote us back. So here it is.
Okay. Hi, team best friends. You took my call on the latest pod. I was the bad friend grieving a breakup, feeling like my life was out of control and feeling shitty for being not super present for my pregnant bestie. We've been friends for nearly 15 years. I hate that I'm grieving while she's going through this amazing time. And it's been so isolating. Thank you for hearing me out.
I burst into tears listening to the beautiful words everyone shared. Everyone on this show is a gem. Truly the best people, sending you all the best wishes for your own seasons of abundance. Hopefully you're all in them. And if not, that they're around the corner for you. Sending you all so much love and love to the besties community.
Thank you, Nicole and Sashir, for letting us into your friendship, Jordan, Kimmy, and Judith. Thank you for the beautiful words, for supporting the show with your work, and for keeping the giggles going in the background. Nice.
That is nice. Also, I didn't know that about perimenopause. The work being done. Thank you all. That's nice.
That's nice. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Now that we know
we've helped people, let's help more.
Let's help more.
Hey, Nicole, it's Shashir. So this is Catherine. I recently went out with a friend on Pride weekend. Actually went out with a couple friends, but this particular friend, we've been friends for over 20 years now, and we went out with her fiance. I personally am engaged as well. I've been with my partner for now 8 years. And so we went out to the gay clubs, you know, we had a good time. Both of us are both queer, you know, but her fiance, who's a older male, had an issue with how affectionate that we were. And I can only recall me slapping her thighs to wake her up because we were at a new spot, or, you know, like we kissed goodbye a couple times on the mouth, but it wasn't really a lingering kiss. So I'm not really sure what he's upset about, but then he messaged me, 2 days later and said that he was breaking up with my friend because we have, like, he sees the connection that we have and that we should be happy together. And I hope we have a good life together. And he's upset that he didn't see it sooner. And it was just a really weird text. It caught me off guard. And then so I didn't respond to it. I then texted my friend about it, and she said everything was cool, you know, whatever. And then he texted me again. And then he was like, oh, it is what it is. I'm still breaking up with her, you know. And then the next day I responded and I was like, do what's best for you, man. It's never been like that between us, but hey, whatever you're feeling, then feel how you feel. You're entitled to that. Well, a couple of days later, I actually called and talked to my best friend, and she ended up three-way calling him with me. And he just said it was just really disrespectful how we treated each other in front of him. And I don't know, is he overreacting? Are we underreacting? I feel like we just have a difference of opinions and how love between friends and partners go. So if you could help me on this, that would be great. I love your show. I love all your shows, Nicole. I love Home Economics, Shashir. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
I feel like this person's overreacting.
I agree. Yeah.
I feel like it's a little wild to be like, and this person who called in is partnered, right?
Yes. And also everyone's partner was there.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like maybe this person doesn't get enough love outside of romantic relationships. Like, I've kissed friends on the lips. Like, it's...
What?
It's not...
Huh? I've never gotten a kiss on the lips.
You've never gotten a kiss on the lips?
From you?
Surely I've given you a kiss on the lips.
Probably on stage.
Yeah.
All right.
That counts.
I guess so.
It's just like not a like a social. Actually, it is social. There's people there. And if anything, it's more than just a kiss at a bar because people are watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah, I think this person is really overreacting and I'm not sure how to approach it other than like what they've done where they were like, it wasn't no thing and I do what's best for you, but there was nothing between us. Also, this person, it might not even be about the kiss. This person might be using that kiss as a scapegoat to be like, that's why I'm breaking up with them.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Because they sounded very final and like sure of themselves. Because it wasn't like a question. It wasn't like, hey, is there something going on between you two? Or like, I'm just a little worried. It was straight up like, I'm breaking up. I hope you two are happy.
Yeah.
It sounds like a 7-year-old. It sounds like a little child, like being like, I hope you have a great life together. I can now see I was blind before. What? Grow up.
Yeah.
I also really don't like that the best friend put the person who called in on a 3-way call with their partner. Really, the person who called in isn't involved. They actually don't.
Nope.
Need to be involved in any of the conversations at all and probably have been involved with too many. Like the guy actually, even if he actually did want to break up because he thinks that his partner and this person who called in have a thing going on, you still don't need to reach out to the person, the other person. That's a conversation between you and your partner. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting good vibes from this person. I don't think you should cut them out of your life, but I think maybe boundaries could be had with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what those boundaries are. I just really, I don't know. In my old age, I cannot imagine saying to someone, be happy together. I'm breaking up with you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if either the guy or your best friend come to you with this again, I just like what Nicole said, put up a boundary of like, this doesn't involve me. I don't actually need to explain myself at all because I did. And also there's no further information I can provide to help you with whatever you're thinking. It's not on me.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a weird situation to be in, but
yeah. And I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but also that's really not anything to do with you. It's really your friend's fiance's deal. And I hope he figures it out.
Me too, because good lord.
Good lord. Okay. Let's do another.
Should we do another?
Yes.
Hey, Nicole and Safir. I just wanted to ask your advice on something. So basically, I live with two other roommates. One of my roommates goes home to Arizona every summer for an internship with her family, blah, blah, blah. And that roommate that leaves every summer, with their like love language for their friends is very like mothery, like my open door policy, open fridge policy. And me and my other roommate are not quite the same on that, just because we don't make as much money or have as much money as the other roommate. So like everything we buy and stuff, like we intend to eat, like that's our food. Like we can't really afford to share it like that. And so basically they had a friend come over a little while ago, with only 2 days notice on our half, which kind of sucked for us. And then the friend expected us to feed them and made a mess and left the mess in our house, which wasn't the best. And then they left and we were very relieved, but they have recently reached out again and asked if they can come for another weekend. And I don't know if we could do another weekend like that. And I could really use the help on how we could politely decline that ask to come over again, because to be honest, I can't handle taking care of another human, especially one that can afford to take care of themselves. So any advice on this would be wonderful. Thank you so much. You guys are all wonderful beings. Both, you know, Nicole, Cecilia, the whole crew. Okay. Love y'all, guys. Okay. Bye.
Ooh. I had a friend who was a bad house guest who asked to be a house guest again. And I ignored it. I just ignored the request. But also it probably helped because it was like they asked a general question to a group chain. So like I wasn't the only one being asked. But I just pretended like I didn't see it. But I guess you could. Oh God, how do you decline?
I think maybe it's like, hey, it felt a little chaotic having a new energy in the house. Mm-hmm. And right now, I don't think I can handle that again. Mm-hmm. Maybe at a later date that would work. But for now, I think just me and the other person is all I can handle right now.
I like that. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if you like really are like, I don't want to like put a bad taste in my roommate's mouth who's gone. Uh-oh, I have to sneeze. You can say that the friend, thank you, the friend who's coming, you can make some ground rules. It's like, we clean up after ourselves. You have to bring food. It's like, you're not a guest.
Yeah.
This is a place for you to stay, like an Airbnb where you have to bring the food, clean, and check out.
Yeah. I like that. And maybe that's a conversation. Maybe if it's awkward to have that conversation with the guest who's coming, maybe it's a conversation you can have with the friend whose room it is so that they can relay that information to whoever staying in their spot. Because it's like that your roommate should feel responsible for any person they put in their room when they're not there.
Yes.
So I think maybe if you communicate to your roommate, hey, like we need everyone who comes in this place to like make sure they treat it as if it is their place, or like treat it as if it's your place and not like a hotel, and just like, you know, do basic things like clean up after themselves, etc. Then hopefully they can handle that. And then if you feel any pushback or like she's like, oh, it's fine, then you can be like, okay, then well, actually we don't want any guests. We actually you can't have any guests in your room while you're gone. Sorry.
Yeah. And I feel like there's something to be like, the three of us, our dynamic works.
Yeah.
Somebody else, like the energy just is like not there for me. And it's kind of tough to live like that. I know it's 2 days, but I just would love peace in my house.
I like that. That's a smart tactic too, to make it more positive. Like I love our dynamic when the three of us are here, but since you're not here and then there's someone who else that comes that isn't you, it's hard.
It makes me yearn for you. Actually, I'm in love with you.
I just miss you so much.
Let me kiss you.
Can I go to Arizona with you?
You should end it. Can I meet your family? Can I move in with you in different ways?
Moves out completely.
She's like, goodbye. Solved.
Okay, great. If you have any questions or queries or updates for us, you can email Nicole and Sashir at gmail.com
or call or text 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Oh, we have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Ooh, a little secret at the end.
Just a little secret for you. Okay, bye, Nicole. Goodbye, Sashir.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.